Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, if you thought about upgrading your backyard, you should consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas, combining the benefits of a hot tub and a pool. Now, your kids are going to have fun all year long with a spacious swimming area on one end, hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. It's proudly made in America with installation in under a day. Just use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. When you go to masterspas.com, you can get up to $1,000 off. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here is our toll-free telephone number. If you'd like to be a part of the program, it is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we got so much to talk about today. Honestly, I mean, it's crazy. And the good news is we shall have enough time to get it all in. I think the most interesting story, I'll probably spend a lot more time in hour two of the program today, and that is the Trump immunity arguments, oral arguments before the United States Supreme Court today. President Trump's attorney, I thought, you know, raised very good points in his opening statement. Well, could President George W. Bush have been sent to prison for obstructing an official proceeding or allegedly, quote, lying to Congress to induce war with Iraq? Could President Obama be charged with murder for killing U.S. citizens abroad by a drone strike, which happened? Could President Biden someday be charged with unlawfully inducing immigrants to enter the country illegally for his border policies? You know, the answer to all of those questions, this is Trump's attorney saying it, is no. And prosecuting the president for official acts is an innovative, you know, without any foothold or history or tradition, and it's incompatible with our constitutional structure. Just fascinating moments. The only thing I don't like about, and this came up, I think, in one of the earlier hearings, you know, the absurd, ridiculous argument about, well, if the president wants to kill his chief political rival, would that be considered, one of his official duties? Okay. And that gets into the question of whether or not you're arguing really for unlimited immunity or absolute immunity versus limited immunity, which I think is the stronger argument in all of this. And I think that they all agreed with me based on listening to the answers of the justices. And I think that's what the way this is going to end up coming out. If you go back to the 82 case, this was a civil case, Nixon versus Fitzgerald, and go all the way back to that. It was very clear that they said, no, on civil cases, you're not going to be able to hold a former president liable for actions taken while he was president. And I think that just I think where they're headed, where they're leaning is towards the issue of limited immunity. And I think that's how it's going to all play out. I think there are a couple of checkmate moments for the special counsel's attorney. I don't think, you know, their main argument that it would be a sea change to announce a sweeping rule of immunity that no president has had or is needed. Well, go back to the opening arguments of President Trump's attorneys. Could George W. Bush have been sent to prison for obstructing an official proceeding, allegedly lying to Congress to induce the war in Iraq? The left believes that. I do not believe that. I believe he did it with a sincere heart. He did it based on intelligence, which is never perfect. Could Obama be charged with murder for killing U.S. citizens abroad in a drone strike? Well, I would argue the answer is absolutely not. But what some of the justices were pointing out, and this is where maybe Justice Kavanaugh made the best point. I'm not focused on the here and now of this case. I'm very concerned about the future. I'm worried about the similar kind of situation applying here. And that was a prosecutor investigating a president in each one of these circumstances, and someone picked from the opposition party is how it worked. Now, it's, you know, this decision, he said, is a decision for the ages. I mean, that's, and it is a decision for the ages, because the question then will be, will every president in office be filtering what is through the prism of, well, maybe I might be arrested and charged for something that I'm and a decision that I'm making that only presidents have to make. And is that a special dispensation given to a president? In a way, it kind of is. But I think they're going to end up adopting the Fitzgerald case, which was a civil case, and that's Nixon versus Fitzgerald. And they will adopt it as it relates to criminal cases. And I think they're going to fall down somewhere in the middle, which is going to be limited immunity. And I think this is going to be a big setback for the special counsel that wants to prosecute Trump. And I don't think that this is going to be a short process. If they remand it to a lower court and the lower court has to make a very specific decision based on very specific allegations, well, at that point, it's going to get very complicated again. And if I had to guess, I would be leaning towards the Supreme Court probably bringing some finality to this, like in the Nixon Fitzgerald case, where presidents do have limited immunity, that they can make decisions, right or wrong decisions, in the capacity of being the commander in chief and the president of our country. I thought that, you know, Kavanaugh saying President Ford's pardon, very controversial in the moment, hugely unpopular, why he lost in 76, now looked upon as one of the better decisions in presidential history, I think, by most people. You know, if he's thinking about, well, if I grant this to Richard Nixon, could I be investigated myself for obstruction of justice on the theory that I'm interfering with the investigation of Richard Nixon? What a good point that is. Kavanaugh then even later made the point, well, what about Obama's drone strikes that killed Americans? Excuse me, those are all really strong arguments. The main argument of the special counsel's attorney, a guy by the name of DeBreen in this case, I think it would be a sea change to announce a sweeping rule of immunity that no president has had or has needed. That's because there's never been weaponization of the law like there has been against Donald Trump, because all the cases that I previously mentioned, including Obama and George W. Bush, just to name two, would be applicable here. And I think we've also had a perfectly functioning system that hasn't seen occasional episodes of presidential misconduct. Gorsuch, by the way, here's some advice. If you're an attorney arguing before the Supreme Court, don't piss off one of the justices in the case, because I don't think that actually works to your benefit here, because Gorsuch at one point was getting very annoyed with the special counsel's attorney about the use and the term of immunity. And I thought that was actually a fairly entertaining moment. But there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of complexity to this case on the one hand, but a lot of simplicity to it as well. And that is, a president cannot do his job if he, in the back of his mind at any moment, he's thinking what he's doing is he's going to be prosecuted on after he leaves office. Anyway, we'll get into that. We have our legal panel coming up at the top of the next hour. I think you'll find it pretty interesting. Also, the latest out of the Trump witch hunt trial that has been going on. That, of course, in New York, President Trump got his day started, you know, hours after a very dazed, confused, confounded President Joe Biden blurted out four more years. Pause. That might be my favorite of all time. Anyway, so Donald Trump went out there, made a surprise visit to a New York City construction site where he's meeting with carpenters and pipe fitters and welders. And they gave him a hero's welcome. I think we've got the tape.
USA! USA!
Now, one of the workers was asked by somebody in the media about Biden. Listen to this.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
Okay, there you go. A New York construction worker. Love those guys. They're the best. Anyway, Daily Caller, 51% of Trump, the issue of Trump's idea of, no, we're not, we're going to send every one of Joe Biden's unvetted illegal immigrants home. Now, Daily Caller put out a poll, 51% approve of Trump's mass deportation plan, 68% of Republicans, 46% of independents. That is a sea change from where it was before. Oh, one other issue that came up today on the legal front that I wanted to tell you about. It was kind of a nice change to see a D.C. judge, Anna Reyes, just ripping Biden's weaponized Justice Department for instructing two lawyers in its tax division to disregard a congressional subpoena in the Hunter Biden investigation, all while it has been zealously prosecuting Trump officials for the very same offense. And the two of note that we have discussed at length, for example, Peter Navarro is spending 4 months in jail. He's sitting in, why? Because he defied the subpoena for the January 6th committee. Steve Bannon is awaiting, you know, an appeal in his particular case. He may end up in jail as well. And by the way, for the record, both of them had the option and the choice. They could have gone in, pled the fifth and left and no harm, no foul. And they would have walked away. But they both wanted to stand on principle and say no. And you got to give them credit for that. Yesterday, the day before, I've been calling on Arizona Republicans to amend their Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court of Arizona's abortion ban, before Democrats use it to destroy Republican chances for winning the state. And thankfully, the Arizona legislature has taken a major step in the right direction. My sources on the ground in Arizona tell me the House, the Senate will follow suit as the Arizona House of Representatives approved a bill to remove the state's strict abortion prohibition. This vote comes 2 weeks after a judge ruled the state could enforce an 1864 legislation, which contains an exemption only for cases in which the mother's life is in danger, not for rape or incest. And anyway, they repealed the legislation, and you saw what happened, how immediately the Democrats tried to pounce on this and turn this into a political issue. Democrats sending out Kamala Harris, not exactly the best person to send out for anything, but, you know, basically to weaponize and politicize the issue of abortion. I've been telling Republicans, you better understand that abortion, they are going to demagogue this to death. If you look at that open George Santos seat, more ads run by Democrats about abortion, and the Republican candidate in that race was not anti-abortion, didn't run on it, didn't stop them from lying. By the way, there's a lot of chaos apparently surrounding Kamala Harris. A Secret Service agent on her detail was removed from assignment after a physical fight while on duty. Anyway, the chief of communications for the U.S. Secret Service called the incident a medical matter. But anyway, this Secret Service agent assigned to Harris's detail was removed from the assignment. The apparently there was a fight that took place. First reported by the New York Post, confirmed to FoxNews.com. The incident happened at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland while Harris was at the Naval Observatory, and it didn't delay her departure. But however, the chief of communications for the Secret Service called it a medical matter, adding that the agency wouldn't be commenting any further. But at approximately 9 a.m., we're told the U.S. Secret Service special agent supporting the vice president and her departure was displaying behavior that colleagues found distressing. And one of the other agents confronted this person, and the agent had to be removed from their assignment, and medical personnel were summoned. And the U.S. Secret Service, obviously, they took the guy's gun away, let's put it that way. So they obviously took it very seriously. I think more people are laughing at Joe Biden saying, four more years, pause. Remember the movie? Remember, what was it? The Anchor movie? What was the Anchor? Ron Burgundy? Yeah, Ron Burgundy. It was Will Ferrell that played that, right? Okay, very funny piece. And anyway, but his gaffes have been off the hook. I'm telling everybody that he can't get through a single day without having a bad day.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
You can't make it up. Oh, Biden signs a bill that's going to ban TikTok in 9 months and force the sale of it. But the Biden campaign is still using TikTok and says they're going to continue to do so. Wow. Biden is running as far away from this campus chaos as possible because Joe Biden wants the votes of the lunatics that are running the asylums and that are supporting these pro-Hamas movements on campus. It's a pretty unbelievable time we're all living in. I can't believe it. You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear. And it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
War, inflation, recession. Did you know that experts call gold the quote-unquote everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can even potentially guard against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks keep buying gold at a record pace. Linda here. Please join me and thousands of people who have called GoldCo, the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical, gold, and silver. Today, GoldCo is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Visit HannityGold.com for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? That's HannityGold.com.
You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear. And it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com.
War, inflation, recession. Did you know that experts call gold the quote-unquote everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can even potentially guard against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks keep buying gold at a record pace. Linda here. Please join me and thousands of people who have called Goldco, the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical, gold, and silver. Today, Goldco is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Visit HannityGold.com for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? That's HannityGold.com.
Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken through abortion. Now, preborn.com, they're dedicated to saving these precious lives, and they're using the science of 4D ultrasound to do it by offering free ultrasounds to any expecting mom.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
Now, you see, when an expecting mother meets that precious baby inside her, they end up being more than twice as likely to choose life for that baby. Now, you can join them in this incredible effort of theirs, and that's rescuing babies' lives. One ultrasound, $28. For $140, you can sponsor five ultrasounds. And you know what? You might be saving five lives. You can donate securely by dialing #250 on your cell. Use the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Well, we saw the shocking numbers on the economy that came out in the last 2 months, that year over year, last month up 3.5% from the year before, the month before that 3.2% from the year before. On top of that, the CPI numbers, the GDP numbers are an unmitigated disaster. It shows just nothing but weak economic growth to non-existent, to be honest. Worrisome inflation, fears of stagflation on top of it. I'll tell you about this report when we get back, that it looks like President Failure and President Bidenomics and Mr. Biden Inflation has now set a new record. Gallup survey, more people are now going to bed hungry in our country than any other Western nation. I'll give you the details of that. Not good news on the economy. I wish I could give it to you, but I can't. They're not. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN is our number. Whole generation of kids. You know, sadly, they know little to nothing about our nation's darkest day, 9/11/01. We lost 2,977 of our fellow Americans that day. Can you imagine if somebody tried to tell us how to fight our war against these radical terrorists that slaughtered Americans? Anyway, today, more than 80,000 people are suffering with 9/11 related illnesses. It's very real. I've met these people. It's real. That day is still taking lives. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping educators teach kids K through 12 about 9/11. I mean, my own daughter was born just a couple of weeks, you know, before that. It's unbelievable. You know, now she's out of college. Jeez. Anyway, the 9/11 Institute offers nonfiction, first-person accounts told through videos, Discovering Heroes book series. The curriculum units are scripted social studies lessons, activities for kids, background for teachers so that they can teach with ease. The curriculum is about 9/11. It's still teaching kids skills. And anyway, they have an institute for speakers, for classrooms, providing access to 9/11 first responders, survivors, loved ones, their mobile exhibit, a huge tractor, trailer, interactive museum. We can't forget this, nor can we forget those that risked everything for us and their families. Anyway, we hope you'll join us all here at Team Hannity and commit to $11 a month. Go to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation website. It's the letter T. The number two, the letter T dot org. The letter T, the number two, the letter T dot org. I mentioned my favorite, you know, I mean, Biden's had it is absolutely been unreal when you think about it on the campaign trail. It's a disaster every day. We played a lot of it yesterday. Maybe one of my favorites is, you know, four more years. Pause. Listen.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
Now, the White House puts out official transcripts whenever the president speaks. And in this transcript, he talks about, you know, the economy, which is an unmitigated disaster, grows from the middle out, the bottom up, where the wealthy pay their fair share, and we can have child care, paid leave, and so much more, and still reduce the federal deficit, which he raised by $2 trillion last year, and increase economic growth, which is not happening. Folks, imagine what we can do the next 4 more years. Pause. The way they write it up in the official transcript. 4 more years. Inaudible. Now, let's play that again, because it sounds very audible to me when he says pause. You decide.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years.
What do you call that, Linda? Propaganda, misinformation, lying, all the above?
I mean, I call it lying. I think lying really sums it up well.
I just doubt.
He's been
lying.
Practicing for 47 years, so, you know, he's got it down pat.
So we got these bad GDP numbers, and we've been getting nothing but horrific consumer price index, the indicator of inflation and wholesale price index numbers. And year over year, you know, we're up 3.5% now the last 2 months. We got a horrible growth numbers today. And here's the worst part. It looks like president failure, Mr. Bidenomics himself, Biden inflation. The U.S. has now the highest rated people in our country that are struggling to afford enough food to feed themselves and their families of all the G7 countries last year, according to Gallup. Now, listen to this. 26% of Americans surveyed in this Gallup analysis said that there have been times in the past 12 months when they did not have enough money to buy the food that they needed. In Canada, much lower. Rated residents in France, much lower. Germany, much lower. United Kingdom, Japan, much lower. I mean, the inability to afford food, just so you know, has never been higher in the U.S. than it was last year since Gallup started tracking the measure, going all the way back to 2006. And this is from the global analytics consultant at Gallup. The figure comes amid a backdrop of food price inflation in the U.S. Now, Joe's blaming Donald Trump. Joe is blaming greedy corporations. Joe is blaming everybody but himself, as per usual. You know, the return of Biden inflation has now derailed any economic growth. Gross domestic product, which is the broadest measure of goods and services produced across the economy, it barely grew. It grew by 1.6% on an annualized basis. Economists had expected, you know, nearly twice that amount. The new reading marks another sharp slowdown from the 3.4% pace that they said that we could expect coming into this year. Nope. It only shows a weak economic growth, worrisome inflation, and stagflation. You know, Joe Biden basically just promised America a massive other tax hike. Remember, the Donald Trump tax cuts, they expire in 2025. If Joe Biden's president, it's going to be the largest tax increase in American history. You know, and this will be that will have an even greater economic ripple. It's going to be a disaster for the country. It's really unbelievable. You know, Biden now is making conflicting promises on taxes. You know, Scranton Joe floating a tax hike for most Americans, admitting that he'd let the Trump era tax cuts under the Tax Cut and Jobs Act expire. That's what he's saying. Well, if he does that, the Tax Foundation, a single person making 75 grand, is going to see their taxes rise by over 1700 bucks in the middle of the worst inflation we've had since the 70s and 80s. The law has, you know, lowered marginal tax rates, it widened tax brackets, it doubled the child tax credit. Anyway, Biden was trying to make it very clear that the 2017 tax bill was for billionaires and corporations, and that's not what they just make this Adam Schiff up. They just make it up as they go along. How's the economy working for you? Just ask yourself, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Because I don't know anybody that financially is really better off unless they're getting massive raises or they have a business that just took off for whatever reason. You know, but Bidenomics, shocking numbers of full-time jobs lost over the past 5 months. It's 1.7 million jobs. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the number of Americans reporting full-time employment dropped by more than 1.7 million jobs from November of 23 to the end of March of 24. I mean, that's a decline of, it's a massive decline in full-time jobs. By the way, mortgage rates now have touched 7.5% in April. In large part, they had gone down a lot, but now they've gone right back up because the promised, the promised interest rate, cuts are not going to happen because of Biden inflation. It's a disaster, but he vows to let the Trump era tax cuts expire. Well, that means, I guess, the SALT deduction that would benefit only high tax states like New York and California will be put back in place. Even when I was a resident of New York, I said it was unfair. That tax cut of Donald Trump that removed rewarding states that have high tax rates was the right thing to do. I did not deserve a tax cut that people in Tennessee, people in Texas, people in Florida were not entitled to because they were getting punished for electing fiscally responsible politicians. By the way, not a lot of good news on the border front. The FBI now, this is the fourth time, has now issued a chilling warning about possible terror attacks on U.S. soil, similar to what happened in Russia at the concert hall massacre that they had, which left 144 people dead. We are increasingly concerned. This is the fourth time now he has said it. And he said about the potential for some type of coordinated attack on the homeland. Why he is not taking it to the next step, the next logical step, which would be to tell Biden to stop allowing people into this country from our top geopolitical foes and enforce the laws of our country as it relates to the border. Joe Biden is doing just the opposite. The New York Sun today. Biden has now extended his open borders policies to two Middle Eastern nations with well-documented ties to terrorism. Now, we already know we have tens and tens of thousands coming from China. And you have people, all these people from Russia, Iran, Syria, Egypt, Afghanistan. Well, anyway, Britain's parliament has issued warnings about Qatar's ties to terrorism. And anyway, so, you know, the UK parliament said Qatar has been accused of its neighbors of supporting terrorism. There is substantial evidence that the country has long been supporting the Al-Nusra Front, designated by the U.S. in 2012 as a foreign terrorist organization, and the Al-Qaeda branch in Syria. And yet Biden is now extending his open borders policy to people from this country, but they're not doing anything in terms of vetting them. You have illegal immigrants swinging bats and belts and even, you know, traffic cones at each other in a wild brawl outside of a New York City hotel. One illegal immigrant arrested by ICE agents has been charged with more sex crimes against a minor, you know, released multiple times. They had so many times to deport this guy. They don't do it. I mean, Trump slammed it before he went into court today. You know, by the way, half of Americans now say that they will support Donald Trump's mass deportation of all of Biden's illegal immigrants. That is good news. People understand we can't. This is ridiculous. Now, interesting poll numbers that are coming out. Let's look at North Carolina. Increasingly an important state for any Republican. You want to be president, you got to win North Carolina. Well, Trump is leading Biden, and this is the latest poll that has come out, Bloomberg Morning Consult poll, swing state poll, and Trump is up 10 in North Carolina, 51-41. Georgia, increasingly difficult for Republicans, unfortunately. You know, I lived in Georgia, love Georgia, love the people of Georgia. Anyway, right now, Trump is winning 49-43. If you look at Arizona, and thankfully the the state house there fixed this ridiculous 1864 abortion law that which would have turned the state into unwinnable and a disaster. But anyway, Trump is up there 49-42. If you look at Wisconsin, Trump is up 48-44. He's up by 1 point in Pennsylvania, 47-46. It's always a tough state, Pennsylvania. However, Joe Biden did not do particularly well in the primary there. Although there were too many votes for Nikki Haley in Pennsylvania. I don't know if they were early votes or not. But uncommitted for Biden against Biden is very real in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Right now in Nevada, you have Trump leading 51-43. And the only state, swing state, that has Biden leading in this poll is Michigan, which I don't even believe, especially after over 100,000 Democrats in the Democratic primary out there voted against Joe Biden for non-committed. By the way, the RNC is vowing there will be an army of poll watchers, not just in swing states, but all around the country. By the way, Biden is getting more and more criticism for his, you know, remember they made such a big deal. I read the comments of Trump condemning white nationalists and neo-Nazis when he gave, quote, the Charlottesville speech. And he said, but not everybody is in that group. Good sides on both people. There are good people there as well. He got brutalized and continues to get brutalized, even though twice in the same speech, he singled out neo-Nazis, singled out white supremacists, and just, you know, ripped them to shreds for who they are. Joe Biden has attributed his run for his decision to run on that issue, Charlottesville, you know, and Trump's, you know, quote, good people on both. No, he was saying these people are evil, but not everybody there is evil. That's what he was saying. And then you got in the same breath, you've got Joe Biden making the comments, I condemn anti-Semitism and the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. And I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with Palestinians. Oh, so there were good people on both sides, Joe? You think the media will ever lift a finger to tell, you know, the American voters any of this? We'll get into more of this later, but you have pro-Hamas college students now blasting Israeli Hamas hostage that reveals that 70 Israelis held by Hamas have been killed. It's unbelievable. You have Texas troopers in Austin. They were out there, you know, on horseback trying to squash these pro-Hamas protesters. You know, it's like it's sort of like the inmates run the asylum. It starts at Cornell. It goes spreads like a cancer to NYU. Then it goes to Yale and Harvard, and then it goes to UC Berkeley. Then it goes to, well, now it's the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York. It's UCLA. It's all around the country. Pro-Hamas protesters surrounded an LAPD squad car. A little scary. That turned violent at the USC protest that was going on yesterday as police wrestled the tents and the tarps from the hands of these protesters, detained at least one individual. A group of protesters surrounded a cop car, allegedly holding a student while police had detained, refusing to move until the police let the student go 20 minutes later. Wow. Who are we going to protect here? And why is this college president of Columbia? Why are any of these college presidents, you know, not fired? 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com. the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.